in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the wonderful, matchless name of our Lord and Savior from Carlsbad, New Mexico. Yep, that's where we are for this evening. And, you know, we're traveling. God has us on the road. God has us doing that thing that we do. And, you know, as we go to and fro in the earth, we realize more and more, all the more, the pressing reality of the fact that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, meaning that it's all His, 100%, nothing left over. You know, man and mankind in his time in the earth, we are just stewards. That's all that we are while we're here. We don't own anything. We are just stewards in our time and our life. You know, the one thing that we have control over is our choice, is our decision. Free will was given unto man. And that's why we were created in the image and likeness of God. We were given the ability to choose and to make choice. Now, you can't choose the consequences, but you can choose and make the decision. And that's why, you know, we always counsel people, choose ye this day whom ye will serve. You know, choose. Make a good choice. Make a wise choice. Make a good decision. Make a decision in line with the Word of God. Because see, when you choose in line with the Word of God, you're making a decision and a choice in line with that which is in your best interest. Because when you choose life, you get life. When you choose righteousness, you get a righteous result. When you choose something that's other than the will of God, then you get something other than the will of God. You know, you reap what you sow. I know sometimes people get surprised. They kind of sometimes seem to wonder, well, why did things not kind of work out in this life? Why did things sort of go bad? And the truth is that when you choose apart from God, well, what else do you expect? The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So God offers and gives and puts forward life for His people. But they make a decision and they make a choice if they want that life. You know, this time that we live in right now, there is a receptiveness, you know, but from a lot of people, to truth and to the gospel that maybe would have never ever been receptive to it before, because people realize the way that the world goes when people make a decision apart from God. You know, when you choose apart from God, you're making a decision and a choice that is not in your best interest. You're making a decision and a choice that will hurt you in the long run. So, you know, I mean, your free will is respected, and we've talked about this. We've talked about this plenty in other podcasts and other times that we broadcast and put things out. But we keep going through it because it's necessary that you get this and you understand this and then you live it out. Because once you understand this and you apply this, see, knowledge is meant to be applied. You know, application is the key. You want to apply wisdom. See, when wisdom is applied, the end result is a blessing from God. When wisdom is not applied, you know, it doesn't benefit you at all. If you don't apply something, so you can know a ton of things. For example, a lot of people know good stuff, good information about eating right, right? Okay, you know, they understand that, you know, if you eat junky food, you know, you're going to not feel that great, and you're probably going to have some health problems and all of that. But still, people make decisions on what they put into their body. So even though they know something, when it comes down to application, application is something else. And this is why, too, God has given us the power of His Holy Spirit. See, the power of the Holy Spirit is what you and I need in order to be able to do that which we cannot do in and of ourselves. See, you and I cannot do certain things apart from the Spirit of the Living God. You need the Spirit of the Living God working through you to give you the power to do what you cannot do. But what we do, our part, is we set our will to the will of the Father. That's the catcher. So you've got to say in your heart, Lord God, I choose your will. Your will, not mine. Your way, not mine. And when you choose that, that choice, the result of that choice is that when you set that will to that, and then you choose that and you put that before God, and you say, Lord God, you've said it in your word. This is the way that you want me to live. This is the way that you want me to be. This is what you want me to do. When you've chosen that and you've put that there, then God will, by His Spirit, quicken and enable and assist you to do that which you cannot do in and of your flesh. Because you've made the choice to do His will, and His Spirit backs you up. His Spirit will back you up. So when you choose His will, when you choose His way, His Spirit then backs you up and says, okay, you're choosing my will. You're choosing my way. So I am going to now do through you what you cannot do. The key that comes on us is you just got to hold on. See, you have to hold on. You have to hold on through the struggle. You have to hold on through the press. You have to hold on through the temptation. You have to hold on through the frustration. You have to hold on through the disappointments. You have to hold on through the things that test your faith. You have to hold on through unbelief of other people. You have to hold on through the persecution. You have to hold on through the foolishness that the rest of the world goes through. You have to hold on through and past everything. You've got to hold on to the Word of God, the truth, and the revelation of who Christ Jesus is in your heart and what it is that He has put in you to do. You've got to hold on to that. No one else can do this for you. But you know what? If you just keep holding on to Him, if you keep holding on to Him, He's there. You keep holding on to Him, He's there. You keep holding on to Him, and He will be there for you, with you, flowing through you, helping you, assisting you. God will do that. He will do that. He will do that in you. He will do that for you. The Spirit of the living God does that for His people. God is not cruel. All right? He's not cruel to His people. He's not unjust. He's not unloving. My gosh, He's not unloving. But you know, sometimes with some of the situations that we go through, those thoughts cross our minds, because sometimes when we're trying to do the right thing, when we're trying to walk with God, and then when we face the things that we face, and just like, what is this? Golly. How many of you felt that? Well, here's the thing. If you've chosen to follow God for real, you will feel that. And if you haven't felt that as severely as some others, just keep walking, because it's coming. All of those things are part of the process. All of those things are part of the challenge. All of those things are part of what we feel in our humanity, in our struggle, in our time in this life. But you know what? That's okay. It's okay because you know what? That's part of the human experience, one. Two, it's going to put an appreciation and a gratitude in your heart when the promises of God start to manifest. You know, there's a lot of things. You know, I look back on my own life, and there's a lot of things that, were promises of God that God made to me, that God said about the life that He was going to have me live, about the kind of person that He was going to have me be, about His will and plan and destiny for my life. You know, I knew that. Why? Because basically at a young age, God got a hold of my life, and He started speaking to me, and I started hearing Him. And I just said, all right, Lord, I'll follow You. I'll go wherever You want me to go, I'll go. Whatever You want me to do, I'll do. And I put myself out there like that. And the result has been the life that I'm living. The life that I've lived and the life that I'm living. Have I done everything perfect? No. Have I made my mistakes along the way? Absolutely. But in the core of my being, the heart desire is to do the will of the Father, to go the way that God would have me to go, to be that person that God would want me to be. And in the follower of Christ, that's there. The follower of Christ wants God's will, wants God's plan, wants God's purpose, wants that to manifest in and through their lives. And that's why the world and the enemy all work so hard to try to keep you away from that, to try to keep you from that. And, you know, God, He can help you through all of that. But in your heart, you've got to want it. You know, there's a lot of people that don't want that. They don't want the truth. They don't want the will and plan and purpose of God. What they want is they want to be a success in the world. And if following God will make them a success in the world, then they want that. Sure. You know, if that's just good business in their eyes. Sure, they'll be a Christian. They'll come to church. They'll do all that stuff if that means that, you know, that they'll get some benefit from it. But will you follow God when the chips are down? Will you follow God when there's apparently no benefit to it outside of just His presence? And maybe sometimes God will get quiet. Oh, have you had that experience? There's one for you. You're following God. You love God. You want to go the way that He wants you to go. The whole world is turned against you. And then in the middle of that, God gets quiet. Now what do you do? Oh, that's a fun one. where it's hard to hear the voice of God. And you're just kind of like you're out there in the middle of the desert. That's an interesting experience. But you know what? That's a deeper dimension of trust. That's a deeper dimension of the walk. That's another place where it's just like, okay, all right, will you follow God when things are not that nice, or things are get dry, or difficult, or you don't really see an answer or solution, but you got to trust and you got to keep going anyways? Oh man, all of these things. Here's the kicker. Just put your hope and trust in Him. Just hold on to Him. You know, it's persistence. The race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. You know, you got to endure. You got to go through, not out, but through. When you go through, you maximize that process that God wants to put you in and through during that season that you're in it. When you go through, you know, if you don't go through and you just try to get out, you'll have to go through it eventually. There's certain lessons in life that you just have to go through. You have to learn them. You have to understand them. There's no other way around it. God wants you to go through, not out, but through. And as you go through and you trust Him, His will is going to be accomplished in your life. The will and the plan and the purpose of God is going to be manifest. But to the extent that it's manifest in your life, you do have a role to play with that. And your role is to surrender your will to His will. Lord, Your kingdom come, Your will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. That was what Jesus taught the disciples to pray in Matthew chapter 6. Was, Lord, Your kingdom come, Your will be done. And that is a prayer that's been taught to us to pray. You know, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You know, that's the prayer that God taught when He was asked. When Jesus was asked, Lord, how shall we pray? And that's the way that He taught them to pray. Why? Here's the reason why. Because Your will is respected. The devil respects your will. God respects your will. Your will is respected. Your decision, your choice is respected. So that's why you got to choose. You've got to make a choice and a decision. And whichever way you choose, you will live with the consequence of that choice. And that's why the God that loves us. Listen, Jesus Christ is the God that loves you. Our Heavenly Father is the God that loves you. His Holy Spirit is the Spirit that loves you. That is the one that loves you, period. The devil does not love you. The devil hates you. He will kill you if he has the way. If he has the chance to, if your will goes that way, he will absolutely ensure your destruction. All right? Everyone that's gone the way of the world has been destroyed by it. All that have come before have been destroyed by it. Oh, look at all the greats in history that were part of the world. They're all dead. All of their accomplishments amounted to nothing. And they've gone on to a Christless eternity. It's a choice. It's a free will decision. You and I make it. And we make it moment by moment, day by day. You choose, and then you walk out that choice. You see, this is where you live it out. When you set your face towards God, and you make that choice and that decision through Christ Jesus to direct yourself towards Him, when you choose and you go that way, then the manifestation of that choice now begins to flow in and through your life. God wants you to live. He wants you to live. He doesn't want you just to be alive. He wants you to live. But in order to live the abundant life, you've got to align your will with His completely, 100%. You can't hold anything back. And when you do that, the manifestation of truth will be real in you. Listen, we serve an incredible, wonderful, loving God. Have we had our frustrations along the way? Yes, all of us have. But you know what? We keep pressing on. We keep pressing on because we know the one that loves us. We know the one that we serve. We know the one that has our lives and our destinies in His hands. And in His name, we press on. In His name, we trust. In His name, we do that which God has for us to do. And the blessing of God follows us each and every day of our lives. So, with that, God bless you guys. We love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. You can reach us through our Facebook page. Hey, subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can catch us there too. We'll put up little clips here and there as we travel to and fro. And just know, you guys, we love you. We're praying for you. Keep on keeping on. And don't worry about anything. Listen, the world has been in trouble all throughout. You know, it's been a troubled place. But God came and gave us peace in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, "Peace I give you, my peace I leave with you. I don't give like the world gives." So, you know, that peace is available to each and every one of us. Despite all that takes place in the world, the peace of God is there, available for you this day. Seek His will, seek His plan, seek His purpose. Let Him set you free completely and walk with Him in truth. And be blessed in Jesus' name. All right. Hey, love you guys. Talk to you later. Bye.